Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Psalms. We come today to Psalm 14. It is a psalm of David. It's for the director of music. David writes, "A fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. Their deeds are vile. There is no one who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. All have turned away. All have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Do all these evildoers know nothing? They devour my people as though eating bread. They never call on the Lord. But there they are, overwhelmed with dread, for God is present in the company of the righteous. You evildoers frustrate the plans of the poor, but the Lord is their refuge. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord restores his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad." There are two brands of atheists. Pure atheists say that God does not exist. They believe that humankind is the creator and center of the universe. Practical atheists live as though God does not exist. They acknowledge his person but ignore his presence. Both pure and practical atheists are described in today's psalm. God describes both brand of atheists as those who practice moral folly. Both follow corrupt desires and carry out despicable deeds. They use people and take advantage of the poor. Good, the word good, never describes their actions, but in those God-ignoring hearts, there is a God-shaped hole. They are overwhelmed with dread. Deep down, they know that God is their only refuge. God is present in the company of the righteous. He's the one who guides our paths. He's our sanctuary in a crazy world. He's our Savior for eternity. He walks with us step by step and delivers us home. Pity and pray for the pure and practical atheists. Praise God for opening your eyes to see Him, trust Him, and follow Him all the way to heaven. Father, please help me not live as though I were an atheist. Guide me on my path. Impart your plans on my heart. Keep me in your word. Surround me with the company of the righteous. Be my refuge. Protect me from my propensity to sin. And deliver me safely home. In Jesus' name, amen.